Camp inside the Hawks inner sanctum we go. Chris Newman's been good enough to jump on the line. Hawthorn assistant coach, former Tiger skipper. Chris, hello to you. Thanks so much for joining us on AFL Nation.
Hello, boys. Thanks for having me.
No, that's our pleasure. It's been a fascinating year for the Hawks where effort absolutely evident, results not so. How do you go about getting a win against Melbourne today?
Yeah, I think you're right. We've shown some good footy in patches, but just haven't been doing it for long enough. And I think in every game we've been down by at least four goals at some point in the game. So really, really hard to get back into the game. But I think one thing that we've shown is some resolve and some commitment to get back into games. But our challenge today is to stay into the game, but also to start really well. And going to be a really hard challenge. We know that against Melbourne, who will be playing some scintillating footy, really. It'll be a big challenge for us, and but an exciting one as well.
Newey, what was the thinking behind dropping Segler and just going head-to-head with Maxi Gawn? And as good as big boy McAvoy is, I must say I was a little bit surprised with that. What was the play behind the scenes?
Yeah, well, we feel like one thing that we have struggled with a little bit this year is just scoring. So getting it inside 50 and giving ourselves a chance to score. So I feel like we've tried to maximise that as much as possible. It'll be a huge challenge for big boy, we know that. Hopefully he gets a little bit of help around the ground. But, we'll back big boy in to compete. It's captain v captain, so it should be a good challenge. But, Segs has played some reasonable footy for us. He's competed in the ruck, and just felt like bringing a younger player in like Kaczynski could potentially offer some more firepower up forward.
Sean Burgoyne comes back in as well today, Chris. What's your plan for using him? I know Melbourne have a very, and I'm sure you're very aware of it, is that they've got a great deep midfield. Is he going to play more on-ball time to try and negate that that quality that the Demons have inside?
Not at this stage. There might be some stages throughout the game that we might turn to Sean and have some midfield presence. He's quite good inside the centre bounce, and it's been a tactic over the journey to put him in there and get first hands on it. So that might be something, a lever that we could pull. But at this point, we think that he'll be better suited down back. We last week probably missed a little bit of his poise and composure and leadership down back. So that's where he's trained all summer. He's played a majority of his football down back. So, yeah, we'll back him in there. And I think, his leadership and his guidance, particularly to some of the younger guys around him, will be really important.
Chris, we've been speaking about where we think that Melbourne have improved dramatically from the last couple of years to this year. Where have you guys identified that the main improvement has come from the way that they're playing?
Well, their efficiency going forward and their pressure that they apply, I think the number one for forward half pressure and tackle. So not only getting it in there and giving themselves a chance to score, but they're keeping it in there. So that'll be a big battle for us today to try and get it out of their forward end, and I'm sure they're going to try and keep the ball live and put as much pressure on as possible. So front half turnovers is really important for those guys, and obviously the closer the goal you turn the ball over, the best opportunity you are to score. So they're giving themselves every opportunity in that regard. But their back half is very, very solid. Their intercept game is probably the best in the competition, and then you look at their midfield, very, very strong and starting to create some real synergy amongst each other, some of the best mids in the comp. So really, you look across all lines, they've got some players playing some very good football, and they're playing a very good brand of football. So they've given themselves every chance this year.
You speak about their midfield. Is it too simplistic to send one-to-one? Is the game gone past the ability for you guys to say, hey, you're going to Oliver, you're going to Petrarca when they're in the midfield? Has it gone past that and more of a midfield v midfield setup?
Yeah, I think so. There is still room to be able to take a player out, but as you said, if you take one out, who is that player? They can all impact, and part of the issue of tagging a Melbourne mid is that they're all really tough. They all win their own footy, so if you go with a mid, then you've really got to sacrifice your own game, but you've got to beat them to the ball. So, our mids will be challenged today. There's no doubt about that. But we back them in, and we feel like our mids have created some real contests for us each week, and If we can get first supply, I think that's going to go a long, long way. I know it's a simplistic view, but a long, long way to winning the game. Trying to get it inside our forward half is vital today.
Is that the main area of focus? If things are to go to plan today, it's that forward half pressure. Is that where you see the game being won or lost from a Hawks perspective?
Yeah, just trying to get territory, as much territory as possible. And as I said before, Melbourne have got the ability to keep it in their front end. Probably an area that we need to improve at. So, yeah, in terms of our method and the way we move the footy inside forward 50 be important, but also the ability to compete and keep it in our front half for as long as possible to maximise our opportunity to score.
We really appreciate your time with us this afternoon, Chris, and we wish you all the best for today as well. You, as we say, it's been competitive and you've made every side earn it, and we're sure that today will be no exception and maybe even sneak a little win. Good luck in the pursuit of it.
No worries at all, boys. Thanks for having me again.
Chris Newman.